Lars Larson.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad to get to your calls. I also want you to vote in our X poll, and it's a very simple question, actually inspired by my next guest. Should Oregon and Washington end their sanctuary state protection of illegal aliens? I would answer yes to that. You can answer any way you like. The question is at Lars Larson Show on X, also on my website at LarsLarson.com, always brought to you by UltimateTruckService.com. But on that note, it's a real pleasure to welcome back to the program Phil Fortunato, who is a member of the legislature and is now proposing a bill that would end Washington state sanctuary state law. Senator, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this issue. You know, I actually ran this same bill like 4 years ago, and the bill was centered around deporting criminally legal aliens, because as the state legislature, as the state, we don't have any input on illegal immigration. I said, but we can do something about these criminals that we have in our jails. So that's what I focused on like 4 years ago. And since then, we've had the Governor Inslee executive orders. We've had other legislative bills passed that prohibit arresting illegals at the courthouse. You know, and so this revised version of the bill deals with repealing the sanctuary state policy that Governor Inslee put in place, and some of those other restrictions on ICE to be able to deport people that are criminals.
Well, and in fact, I thought I was having a great week yesterday when I saw that the Ninth Circus Court, you know, the crazy court down in San Francisco, had slapped Dow Constantine, who's an execrable public servant, if you even want to call him a public servant, for trying to block ICE from flying illegal aliens out of King County using the King County International Airport on Boeing Field.
Right.
And I thought that's great, but that's a harbinger of things to come. And then you got Eric Adams in New York, the mayor, saying he's going to go along with the Trump administration in trying to deal with this illegal alien problem that the current administration, Biden, if he's still president, nobody can quite tell, has created for all of us. But what's the likelihood that you can actually get a vote in the legislature so that law enforcement is once again free to tell ICE, we've got one of your illegals in custody, he's wanted on drunk driving or whatever they picked him up for, come down and pick him up and take him off to detention? Can you get your Democrat colleagues to get on board with this?
If you're asking me the likelihood, I would say in minus numbers.
Wow.
But I want to touch a little bit on this Ninth Circuit Court ruling.
Sure.
So while the ruling did deal with, basically it says the locals, in this case King County, cannot interfere with federal officers doing their job. So you, the county, can't do things that disrupt our ability to perform the duties that we need to do in conjunction with federal law. So in the state of Washington's case, the state of Washington is the local. So, for example, one of the main pieces of this problem that we have is the prohibiting ICE from arresting criminals when they go to court appearances. Okay? I mean, with that, that's the easiest place to get them. It's a known environment. They know there's no guns. They can just arrest them. They can grab them. They can deport them. Well, the state law prohibited them from arresting an illegal within 1 mile of the courthouse. So with this ruling, the local, in this case, would be considered the state of Washington.
Right.
So while the state of Washington can still have their little law on the books, they can still have their executive order on the books, this ruling basically ratifies ICE's ability to go into the courthouse, regardless of what the state law says, and arrest that guy. So
Senator, do we even need that? Because there's the federal supremacy clause that says federal law always trumps, now pun intended, trumps local law. So has there ever been a time when the state of Washington could tell the U.S. Marshals that they're not allowed to arrest an illegal alien at a Washington County courthouse?
Well, but that's been what's happened. they have actually not notified ICE, for example. And, you know, when they're in the past, they were notifying ICE when we have these people in custody, we're doing this, you know, we're bringing them to the courthouse, et cetera. So ICE was notified. So now they stopped doing that. So they stopped notifying them. And this ruling helps ratify that ICE can tell them, we want to know when you were when you're bringing these people to the courthouse. And if you don't tell us, that's prohibiting us from actually doing our job, which is what this ruling covers. So, you know, it's stupid to me. Everybody knows this is idiotic. You don't need a law to do this. These are criminals, for goodness sakes. Yep. Why people are protecting them, I have no idea.
Well,
they want to conflate this issue of illegal immigration with these criminals. And I said, who do you think you're protecting? You're not protecting the, quote, illegal community. Who do you think their victims are? Their primary victims of these people are other illegal aliens.
Yeah, as well as other citizens of the United States. I mean, ask Laken Riley's family after she was raped and murdered. But, Phil, the other piece to this is just in terms of public safety. I mean, imagine the change you could bring about. If you said these people are here illegally, when they happen to be picked up by local law enforcement, cops or the sheriff's department, in that case, how would you like to have them removed, not just from the city or the county or the state, but removed from the entire region and sent back home? I mean, think of the problem that would solve. I'm not talking about serious crimes like rape and murder, but for all other crimes, the guy who's drunk driving and gets caught drunk driving and he's an illegal alien with no insurance and no driver's license and a likelihood to kill somebody, we can have him removed from the country. How many citizens would not vote for that?
You know, when you were very helpful in my insurance commissioner race, but that was one of the issues in the insurance commissioner was uninsured motorists. And I said, I'm not saying there's a connection, but as illegal immigration came into the state of Washington, so did uninsured motorist accidents.
Yep.
Right? So, but the Democrats have been going out of their way to make sure that we have no data to actually support that claim.
Senator, take a look at New Mexico, because more than a decade ago, New Mexico made the argument, if we just give them driver's licenses, they'll go out and get an insurance. And so they gave driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And guess what? The uninsured motorist numbers did not change one whit. Because if you're an illegal alien and the state of Washington decides to let you have a driver's license, you probably, if you're thinking about it at all, you probably think, well, this is pretty stupid. A government in a country where I am illegally is giving me official government ID. How dumb can they be? Do you really think I'm going to follow the law and get insurance when the government itself is acting as stupidly as that? You gave me picture ID, and I'm not even supposed to be here? To hell with your insurance law. That is Senator Phil Fortunato. Remind your Democrat representatives, and some of us have Democrat representatives, vote on that law, on whether or not to end Washington State sanctuary law.